We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Interesting about Jimmy Carter passing away. Chris Dem's wife is almost exactly my age. She said that's the first president she can really remember, and I'm the same.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I remember him running against Ford, so Ford was the president. But just, you know, vague memories.
And I did hear, too, and this will kind of make you pause if you're of a certain age, that more than half of Americans, I think, alive now were born after he was president. Jimmy Carter left office.
Well, yeah. Has that been 45 years? He left in
January of 81.
81. So 44 years, basically, is what it's been.
Yeah.
And that's right. And so that means that now, as far as ex-presidents go, well, you know, the oldest will be Biden. Biden's 82 and Clinton's 78. So when Biden leaves office and is the ex-president. So here's something interesting. Right now we have four living ex-presidents. Trump, Clinton, Obama, and George W. Bush. And when Trump retakes the office, we'll still have four living ex-presidents. Biden will take the spot of Trump.
But only one from the 20th century.
That's right. That would be Clinton.
Mr. Clinton.
The others are all from this century. But Clinton is not going to be the oldest. He'll be the second oldest behind. Boy, and I remember very well, of course, when Clinton was sworn in, and he was such a young whippersnapper.
Yeah, that was the thing. He stood out because he was, quote unquote, the young candidate.
He's like 44 or something, 43 when he became, you know, in that range when he became president. The others, by the way, that passed while we were on vacation. Ricky Henderson, the Major League Baseball Hall of Famer. That was sad. He was young, in his 60s. That was awful.
Fun to watch, man. Good Lord.
Great. I saw someone tell a story about him. You know Joel Klatt, who does he does college football analysis for Fox. He was on one of the Fox pregame shows, and I was watching, and Ricky Henderson had just died. And apparently Joel Klatt, he was the quarterback for Colorado. But he also played baseball. So in the minor leagues, he played baseball on the same team as Ricky Henderson. Henderson was down like rehabbing an injury or something. So he's on a minor league team with Ricky Henderson. And he hit in front of Ricky Henderson. Or no, I'm sorry, Ricky Henderson hit in front of him. So Henderson would get on base. And as Klatt was coming up, Henderson would hold up a certain number of fingers to him, like two or three or five fingers. And Klatt said, I didn't know what he was talking about. And he didn't want to ask him because Ricky Henderson was such a huge star. So Joel Klatt never said anything to him. And several at-bats, like 10 or 15 at-bats went by. And every time he'd look down at first base and Henderson would like call to him and hold up one finger or two. And Klatt would like nod to him, just like something I would do, like, yep, got it. So later, Henderson came to him and said, hey, man, why aren't you doing what I'm telling you to do? And Klatt's like, I don't know
what I was. I have absolutely no clue.
Mr. Henderson, I'm lost.
He was telling him how many pitches he wanted him to take so he could steal second base. And Klatt had no idea that was going on.
Did everybody else in the
everybody knew it.
In the stadium know?
Yeah, everybody knew.
But he's stealing on the third pitch.
Yeah, so like he just hold up three fingers. Like, give me three so I can
you figure out the pitcher's move.
Exactly. But Klatt had no idea what he was talking about. So he never did. He would swing at the first pitch. And later, Henderson would come over and go, how come? Why?
Again.
You know, you're doing it again and again and again. So finally, he's like, oh, nobody told me.
Is it true that Ricky Henderson scored more runs than anyone in the history of baseball?
All-time runs scorer. I just right here in his obituary.
It's pretty remarkable. It's kind of an overlooked stat, but it is remarkable.
Stole more. But it makes sense. He was on base all the time, and he was a fast runner. Yeah. I mean, obviously. All-time stolen base leader. Hall of Famer, won two World Series, 10-time MLB All-Star.
You could argue maybe one of the best leadoff hitters in the history of the game.
You could. I mean, he could get on base and then get second. You know, that's like had been a lost art until now that's sort of starting to come back with Ohtani. You're talking about Ricky Henderson. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just scrolling through social media this weekend and came across a funny story. He, I forget which team he went to, but he, you know, walked or gets a hit and gets on first base. And John Olerud is there. And, he used to wear, he had a head injury or something. He used to wear that hard, it was like a batting helmet, but he wore it in the field instead of a cap.
Yes.
And Ricky says, hey, man, what's up with your helmet there? I have played with a guy on the Mets last year that had one of those things. And it's me, John. They were on the same team.
Yeah.
I love that.
That is a great story. Yeah, it was me.
It's so Ricky. Good to see you again, Rick.
What a fantastic story.
What are the odds? Two guys wearing batting helmets at first base.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, they traded me too.
Thanks, Casey. What a great story. Nikki, you're talking about Ricky Henderson as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, Ricky Henderson was the greatest base killer of all time. I watched him through his whole career. The guy was fabulous. You put him on first, he scored 90% of the time. Mm-hmm. He had more stolen bases most seasons, just him, than half the other teams, all their players combined.
Unreal.
They were lucky to steal over 100 bases most of the time. That guy was stealing 120, 130 a year.
That's right. Yeah. It's incredible.
It's staggering. And he was the first person, I think, when he broke, was it the single season record?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe the all-time record? I can't remember which one. But he ripped the base out.
Right out of the ground.
Right out of the infield.
I remember the same thing.
And held it over his head.
I think it was the...
He was the first person I ever saw do that.
I think it was...
And I thought... I didn't think you could pull the base.
That's what I thought. He did that. And I think he stole third base. I think it was third base.
I mean, he just yanked it.
Yeah. And it was the all-time, that was his all-time record, I believe. And he just took it out of the ground and held it up over his head. And my first thought was, I did not know those came out of the ground.
Yeah.
I remember
they were
always
sort of
clamped in.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. They didn't move. I mean, how do you rip it out of the ground?
I don't think you're supposed to be able to do that.
And they had to play the rest of the game with no third base. They had to put like a glove out there.
They didn't
like,
have backups.
No, how would they do that? They used to like run to the pecan tree. That's what we used to do in my backyard.
Manhole cover.
Yeah, exactly. Run to the manhole cover. That's third base now. Yeah, he did that. That was an incredible thing. This is from Canada. Apparently every year in Canada, if you call 911 and abuse the system, they will out you for doing that and play your 911 call and put it out there for everybody to hear.
Ouch.
But, interestingly, they take out the voice of the caller. They just leave in the 911.
So it's passive-aggressive shaming?
Yes, which I love.
Very polite shaming.
Yes, it's my favorite thing. Canadians are known, of course, for being very polite.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, and they've revealed those now that we are into the new year. And here are some of the worst of the misuses of 911.
Sorry, you're calling about what? You want to remove wasps from your house? Okay, so this is 911, so you need to call, like, animal control or, like, a pest remover. So are you asking me for a phone number for pest control? You need to leave this line open for emergencies, okay?
Yeah, so you can fill in what he was saying there.
Yeah, I got wasps over here.
Yeah. Oh, you want wasps? You can't. I'm sorry, you can't call 911. And then he says, can you give me the number?
Who's a good one?
Yeah, I can't. This is for emergencies. Sure. We're not going to do this. So that's from Canada, their 911 system, another.
You need your phone from the Uber driver. Okay, that's not a 911 issue, though, sir. That's not a 911 issue, though, I'm afraid.
You left your phone in the Uber?
Sounds like a drunk person.
Right.
Yeah.
But don't you love how polite the Canadian
is? Yes. Oh, absolutely.
I'm sorry, it's not a 911 issue.
You're trying to look for a 24-hour Shoppers Drug Mart pharmacy? Because we do need to keep this line open for life and death emergencies.
He's looking for a 24-hour pharmacy.
That's a legal store, right? Drug Mart, sounds like.
Yeah, Drug Mart. So he's looking for that, probably to get a prescription filled or something.
Yeah.
Or he needs something in the middle of the night. And she's like, yeah, that's not...
not police-worthy.
I guess... I don't know that American operators would be as polite.
I don't imagine they would be.
No. Here's another one you hear from time to time.
Sir, this is an inappropriate call for 911. McDonald's not opening their door is not a police issue. This is an inappropriate call for 911.
That's right. I don't care.
She sounds more edgy.
She is.
Yeah.
I think that guy might have been drunk too. But I wish you could hear them. You know, they don't. So they'll shame you, but they won't go all the way in shaming you. Now, in America, we might go ahead and put them out on the internet. We've had people call 911, like because McDonald's wouldn't give them orange juice.
Sure. There's a mistake in the order.
Yep.
But didn't the guy, I know he made a big deal over Burger King not having a knife. He needed to cut his Whopper in half, and they didn't have a knife to give him. I don't think he called 911. He was like trying to.
I don't remember.
It was like a lawsuit over that. But Burger King said, we don't.
There are no knives.
We don't have knives, man.
It's BK.
Was it you that pointed out to me recently that, I love nothing bundt cake. I thought it was a little local mom and pop. For a long time. And you said, they don't have an oven in there. That all.
They literally just get them shipped in.
They do. There's no. It's a tiny little storefront, And for my wife's birthday a couple of months ago, I got a nothing bundt cake, delicious, and
Let me just run to the back and see if the bakers are done with it. I was
like, yeah, somebody told me, you know, there's no oven in the nothing bundt cake. It just comes from some giant oven somewhere else.
He just finished putting on the ice.
You're in luck, sir.
Exactly. Another 911 gone wrong in Canada.
So you took a shirt to the cleaners. Your shirt was damaged while they were cleaning it. This sounds like an issue you're going to need to resolve with the business. The police can't help you with that. Someone staining your shirt is not enough for police to get involved.
Cleaner stained her shirt. So that is not.
But it's Banana Republic.
I know. I wonder, you know, another thing is, I don't know if they're men or women that are calling.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking men. I don't know. The 911 call we've played it many times from the woman who was in her hot car in Florida who was locked in.
Yeah.
She said, "I'm locked in my car," and the lady
can't get out.
Yeah, the lady said, "Well, can you just flip up the lock?"
She's trying locking the door.
Finally, she did. She's like, "Oh, okay,
that's it."
Because she was overheated. She said, "I'm overheated." Here's one more from Canada. Maybe my favorite. It'll be revealed at the end what has happened to this person.
So you have called 911. This is not a call that we can take on emergency. Has there been any physical violence or anything other than the spraying of cologne?
That could be at a mall.
That's right. Remember, they used to do that when you walk into the store.
I think somebody sprayed cologne at them. Do they not do that anymore? They don't spray cologne? I haven't been to the mall in a while.
I didn't see any this past season at any of the malls. I don't. They might do it at some of the kiosks. You know who's more aggressive now? Mm. The kiosk boys.
Yeah, they
they're way more aggressive than the fragrance ladies.
Massage? No. Massage? No massage.
They would run toward my wife and like squirt lotion on her hand and said, you know, you need this lady and you know, we can get this for you. She's like, nope.
Oh, really?
So we were at a mall 3-4 weeks ago. Maybe it was like the Thanksgiving weekend. And she would not go down that particular corridor because that's where the aggressive lotion boys were.
Really? Lotion boy. It's a good fallback position, I think.
Yeah. It's an entry-level job. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think when this inevitably ends, what can I fall
What's
back?
What's next?
Lotion boy.
Yeah.
You know, you just start spraying
I've
lotion.
I've had a lot of those thoughts.
What's next?
What's next? Yeah.
Right here in this envelope. I've got...
Somebody knows.
Yeah. Somebody knows.
The problem is
he's not telling.
Nope.
I'm like, I have no skills.
Right, right, exactly.
Exactly.
So many times I've thought that.
Yeah.
Lotion boy.
Maybe I could be aggressive lotion guy.
Yeah, why not? You could do that. Barry will let you know by the end of the year. There's something in this envelope that Barry from HR has put in here. We're not allowed to open it for 1 year.
It's an NDA.
Just sign right here.
Yeah.
What?
We'll see what it is.